The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, the 26th of March, here at KCNR at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning. And the news, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
We're going to have to pull that shade down here soon.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when the sun comes up, it literally fries us in here. It's like a bad movie. It's like a B movie. You know, you're standing there and all of a sudden the death rays come in.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's right there. So as soon as I finish up this quick morning, I'll run over there and pull it down so you won't die. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on today?
It's National Spinach Day.
Spinach?
Yep.
I am what I am. Do you know what that is?
Popeye?
Popeye the Taylor Man.
It's National Equal Pay Day also.
Really? Gosh. I thought we had equal pay. No. Okay. No, I don't even want to get started on this. Okay. All right.
Epilepsy Awareness Day.
It's also what?
Epilepsy Awareness
Epilepsy.
Day.
Epilepsy. Yeah.
Purple Day.
Okay. All right. I can go with those. It's not like National Prune Cupcake Day.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
The news. No, not the news. The weather. Mostly sunny today with a high near 78 and partly cloudy tonight with a low around 53. Now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s and the lows in the, I don't know, mid to low 50s. Now, starting Monday, we get a slight chance of rain after 11 a.m. High near 75. Monday night, rain likely. Tuesday, rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 63. Tuesday night and Wednesday, rain likely. So, lows around 48 on Tuesday night, and you're going to see the bright sunny weather start going away Sunday night. And Monday start having chances of rain. So, that's good. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, provides outstanding support for their customers, been in the business 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane in the Kinney family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Nearly $2 million in local funding is going to be heading toward the construction of a youth-oriented behavioral health facility in Anderson. However, there were some questions about this. It's a 60-bed facility. It's called the Pathways to Leadership Campus Expansion. It is designed to help local youth struggling with mental health and substance abuse challenges. And by the way, I'm getting this story from the Record Searchlight. From the new reporter they got there. The organization will be responsible for operating the campus, Family Dynamics Resource Center, and was awarded $1.9 million by the county in order to secure a $24.7 million grant from the state. However, there were some questions about this. Alan Long, the former Reading RPD guy, I think he retired as a lieutenant. Anyway, he said that he doubts the effectiveness of such a facility because it's not a lockdown facility. And he's had experience with other youth service facilities in our area, including Remy Vista and Victor Youth Services, which presented a lot of problems. It's one of those situations where juveniles were part of the families. Not families, but facilities. They would just walk away, and then there would be trouble after that, boiling it down to what he said. And he said he wasn't even sure they had the experience to run such a facility. And they said they've been doing multiple one-week camps. This is Family Dynamics has put on multiple one-week camps for over the past 10 years, serving about 70 youth. And those 10 years, none have run away. So, Corky Harmon doesn't even like the idea of it being a lockdown facility. The program is about loving on these kids and getting inside their mind and making them want to succeed, said Harmon. Okay. I guess it depends on the kids. When I did a ride-along with the Reading Police Department, they were having problems with this group of kids, and they were all out of one. Well, and it's not the same as this facility, first of all. You know, there's homes up here in Reading, at least there was, that kids could be sent to get them out of, you know, get them out of L.A. and other places and put them into a kind of a foster home setting. And the policeman I was riding with says, yeah, that works if the person running it takes care of these kids and keeps track of the kids. And in this one house, they didn't do that. They were collecting their, you know, a lot of money for the five or six kids that were in this house, but they weren't watching them. You know, it just wasn't working. And those kids were out on the street every night. And I kind of think maybe this is what, Alan Long has seen. He said, you know, and then Cry gets into it with Long about he supported the True North Behavioral Health Campus. And Long said, because it was entirely different, Kevin, it was a locked facility, had the support of local law enforcement, while this new Pathways has not received support from law enforcement. They have not gotten letters of support from the Anderson Police Department or the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, which kind of says something about that. A stipulation was later added that county funds will be provided to the Family Dynamics on the condition they get letters of support from either APD or the Sheriff's Office, and then voted 4-1 to send a letter of support for the campus and give Family Dynamics at $1.9 million. It's for a 25,000 square foot facility, by the way, with all types of stuff in it. Now, the thing about this, though, it will be provided if they get letters of support from either the Anderson Police Department or the Sheriff's Office. Does that sound like to you? If they don't get them, then the $1.9 million does not go over. And then if that happens, then they don't get the other $24.7 million. Is that what it sounds like to you?
Sounds like that.
It sounds like that. So we'll see. Yeah. Okay. Let me take our first break here. It is going to be a beautiful day, and I need this time to, you know, as bad as it is, I have to shut the blinds, because in about 3.5 minutes, Ben put sunglasses on, and it just doesn't work. We're going to have to, you know, I was wondering if we put the, you know, like the smoke glass, or, you know, you put the tinting on the window. But then we'd have to pull it off during the winter. We'd never see anything in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe something behind me to make it like a dark, you know?
Behind you?
Instead of this window, maybe do the window behind me, like darken that one. So it makes it darker behind me, so maybe you can see me better.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's an idea.
I mean.
But anyway, let's take our first break.
Move them on, hit him up, rawhide. Cut him out, ride him in, cut him out, cut him out. Ride him in, raw.
Red Bluff, right? Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munster to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Off those boots, grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. That's our website. And you can also listen to all of our older shows and, or our archive shows, I should say, for all of our local, radio shows we have. We have several of those, of course. You can listen to, if you go to it, you can listen to the interview with Congressman Huffman yesterday, who represents the 2nd District and now will be running for the new 2nd District come November against somebody, maybe James Gallagher. The thing is, just by numbers. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but just by numbers, Congressman Huffman might have a good chance of representing not only Marin County, but Modoc County, two very, very similar counties. So it should be easy. The largest county, it takes you 3 days to drive through this new district. 3 days, think about it, to drive through the district. And it is, can't be a more diverse, diametrically opposed group of people. And I asked him about that. How are you going to represent such a diverse group of opinions here? And he said he thought he could find the middle road and all that. But Congressman Huffman, he sounds like a good guy. But he's a liberal. He is a very much a liberal. Voted 100%. On Biden, for everything on that Biden wanted, he voted for it. But he also voted to tell Biden to step down. He was one of that group. We did not get into, you know, we didn't get in, we talked about fires and water and this, but his people have said he wants to come back again, and we're going to ask on things like the new, you know, adding 18 and a half feet to the Shasta Dam. He's against that. He's come out against that already. The border. We're talking about the border. Second Amendment. Things that are important up here. That in the first district with the MAFA being something like 70% red, now we're going to a new congressional district where 25% more Democrats registered for this new district than we've got. And Huffman, Jared Huffman has not ever lost a race. Ever. And he's beaten his opponents by like 78% to 12. Or 20. He lives in Marin County, and it's going to be interesting. He said he'd like to have a town hall up here and let people, you know, talk to people. But again, it all comes down to civility that, Doug LaMoffa would have a town hall and, you know, there would be people showing up literally to keep this town hall from happening by yelling questions and all these things. So, to get him up here for a town hall, which we'd be really happy to facilitate here from Free Fire Radio and KCNR, is if, you know, and show, the people that we can be civil up here and ask questions. And even if you disagree, at least you tell him this is how we feel. And, and go from there. So, we talked about Measure B. I'm sorry. We didn't talk about Measure B, but we're going to now. The judge is supposedly going to give his decision on Measure B by tomorrow. And what's this mean? There was a lawsuit for Measure B that a woman put against it and asked for a stay and then asked it not even be on the ballot this year. And this, of course, Measure B would require voter ID, same day hand counting, same day voting, and all that. Hannah, and it's Judge Benjamin Hannah, it appears, and again, this record search site, appeared to be leaning toward allowing the measure to appear on the ballot, questioning at times if it was more appropriate for any legal challenges to come after the election. Jennifer Katsky, and she is, you know what, I just haven't been able to get it into my schedule and her schedule, has offered to come on the show, and we want her to come on and talk about it, why she did it, and no matter what the decision is by Judge Hannah. but what she said is that mandating voter ID, hand counting ballots, same day voting, and limiting absentee voting preempts state and federal laws. So it shouldn't be kept off the ballot. Well, but when you do that, according to the other side, and I think Wayne Hanna's leaving, there's 10,000 people signed to put this on the ballot. And if it, even if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't pass, that's one thing. But if it passes, then it would go into the court system immediately. And Katsky says, well, why should we even have to pay to fight that? And then the question is, would the county fight it if it was passed? Because it chose not to get involved in this lawsuit. So, Katsky thinks is the, issue that this money is being wasted because it's a, you know, you can pass anything you want, but if it's against state and federal law, they're gonna shut it down. So, that's the latest on Measure B. The IOC came up with this huge, ruling. The International Olympic Committee announced Thursday that it is adopting a new policy that's going to ensure only biological females compete in women's competitions. It will employ genetic testing to verify the biological sex of competitors in the women's section. Eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games or any other IOC event, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females, determined on the basis of a one-time SRY gene screening. This projects fairness, safety, and integrity in the female category. And it's for providing equal opportunity for women in sports. Now, do you think something like this will happen here in the United States? Shouldn't it?
It probably should.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those kind of a no-brainer type thing is, especially when you're getting, you know, you're seeing more and more males competing, biological males competing in female sports. And you get into things like, you know, a track and field, volleyball, wrestling, soccer, basketball. I mean, any sport. I mean, you've got a biological male that's, you know, that's 3, 4, 5 inches taller and heavier and built like a male, even if they're taking the, quote, hormone therapy, it gives them an advantage. And I can't understand, frankly, why women's, you know, women's rights groups aren't fighting this thing tooth and nail. And why, you know, why it's, oh no, it's, you know, they say they're a female. Well, they're not according to the IOC. No matter what you say. If you don't have the right chromosomes, you are not competing, which I think it's a good idea. So, there. And I, well, my daughter is, you know, she's trapped in the wrong body. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. Maybe there should be then transgender sports have a third category.
Yeah.
Male, female, and transgender.
Yep. Have them compete against each other.
Compete against each other. Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they're what they are. Yeah. Just they're transgender. Okay.
Yeah. Then they can win medals. Too.
Yeah,
but to take away the you know, we go back to the Penn State swimmer. The whole thing just smelled, and that's which started Riley Gaines. And Riley Gaines, who has been fighting against that ever since, death threats. People, they don't want her to speak on campus because, my God, we can't hear another. We can't have free speech on college campuses. I mean, that's not intended. It doesn't fit our group speak. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, grand jury's going to join us. We're going to talk about the grand jury event they're having today, but being on the grand jury. So, we'll be right back.
country fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews
live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance
featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
This show is gonna sell out fast,
so grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event
and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5. Rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, and we're streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Hey, the 14th annual Chicks and Chaps Reading Breast Cancer Fundraiser Luncheon is happening soon. Enjoy great food, inspiring speakers, exciting raffle prizes, and silent auction, all while supporting local breast cancer education, prevention, and survivor programs. Tickets are on sale right now. It's going to be on May the 2nd. It's going to be down at the Senior Citizens Hall. And it starts at 10:30 and it goes to 2:30. And you can get your tickets by going to readingrodeo.com and going to the Chicks and Chaps event and clicking there to buy tickets. It's a great event. They've had to change venues again because it just keeps growing. All the money they raise, and they raise close to $20,000, stays right here in town, and they help women that are fighting breast cancer, education programs, like I said, prevention and survivor programs. ReadingRodeo.com and click on Chicks and Chaps and you can buy your tickets. It's going to be May 2nd. And I'm here with the Shasta County Grand Jury. I don't feel guilty or anything that I know of. Maybe they'll tell me with Jeannie Jelke, I'm sorry, who is the president of the Grand Jury Association. Is association?
Yes.
Okay. And Ross Hafen, who is the vice president. So you can start, Jeannie.
Well, we're so excited to have this opportunity, Carl. This is great. The people think about grand juries as being something to do with, you know, trial and finding people guilty and so forth. In California, the grand jury process is a little bit different because the main, they can do indictments and things for on behalf of the district attorney, but they mostly they are watchdogs over the local government entities, and so citizens make complaints or there's other problems that people raise, and the grand jury is an independent body of fairly neutral people, hopefully, and they'll do a fact-finding investigation and write a report and make it public. So
this is all civil stuff.
Yes.
It's not, there's no crime aspect to the grand jury like you'll see in other places.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
But, in Shasta County, we probably only had maybe a handful of times when the jury got involved, grand jury got involved with any criminal matter.
Oh, really? So it has?
It has the ability to do that.
Okay. But it's rare that that
right.
happens.
Right. And it's on invitation by the district attorney. So usually a district attorney has another other avenues to pursue.
Okay. So how long have you been involved with this, Jeannie?
I've been involved with it since I served, and I served two terms. I served in 2015-16 and 2016-17. It's a year-long term.
Mm-hmm.
And that was such a good experience in that I really felt like I was able to use my own personal skills. I'd really recently retired as an executive director, so I had a certain amount of research and writing skills, and so it was really somewhat rewarding to put those back to work in the community.
Uh-huh. Ross, how yes. about you? How long have you been involved?
I served in 2018 and 2019, and I had seen what had happened with the devastating car fire,
mm-hmm.
and that sparked my interest in trying to get involved in community and participation. I did serve 35 years with Cal Fire,
okay.
and I retired in 2014, and I got the opportunity, thankfully, to serve on that, and I really honestly have to say it was an experience of a lifetime, and I've had a lot of those working in the fire service, but the camaraderie is very similar, if not more, when you get together with this group of individuals and you work through the process of investigating. I don't want to be emotional, but it really is, and we stay together. We get together and play poker every once in a while, but the people that I got to meet were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Really fantastic. And you really find a way to work through things. If you come in and you've got a mindset of, wow, I want to do this, I want to do that, you slowly but eventually get rid of that, and you work together as a collegial body, and that's really what I enjoyed the most about it.
Well, the grand jury takes a very diverse group of people, and how many people are on the grand jury?
There are 19 members of the grand jury. When the process is like right now, we're inviting applications. It's actually the Shasta County Superior Court that chooses the jurors from among the applicants.
Mm-hmm.
But the court partners with the association to help with the recruitment part, so that's why we're here.
Uh-huh.
That's our job as kind of a grand jury alumni is that we are like volunteers for the court.
Okay. So what qualifications does somebody need to become a grand juror? Besides breathing,
It's
no, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's an important factor.
Yeah. What are some, but you know, people say, well, I don't know if I, you know, maybe they've got, you've got to have a college degree or something. Like
no, they're very simple requirements, based starting requirements anyway, and that is that you're a U.S. citizen, that you have.
Do you have to show ID?
No.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Don't.
Well.
I'm sure that the court, actually the applications are gone through fairly carefully and mm-hmm. marshals do background
I'm
checks
sure
on
they
them.
Do. Yeah.
But anyway, you have to be 18 years or older and mm-hmm. have to be a resident of Shasta County for at least 12 months prior to impanelment.
Okay. Be a citizen of the United States, go through a background investigation and, have lived in Shasta County for 12 months, a year.
Right.
Well, that makes sense.
And 18 years older. Or
and 18
older.
Years of age. What's the youngest you've seen?
Well, it was really interesting. In my year, we had at least one young lady in her 20s, and she ended up being fourth person the next year. It was
okay.
pretty remarkable. So,
yeah.
You know, it's really nice to have a diverse group. It tends to be older folks because of the time commitment that have retirement or they don't have kids and so forth, but we really encourage anybody that has the time. It does, that is a factor to consider.
Well, let's talk about that. What is the time requirements to be on the grand jury? I've heard different things.
So time requirement, I don't want to use the word requirement because you have a certain amount of control over how much time you give.
Uh-huh.
It depends on how many of the subcommittees and investigations you get yourself involved with. But a minimum expectation would be about 10 to 15 hours a week, and at times it gets up to 20 or 25 hours a week. It depends on where you are in the course of the year and the investigations. It gets a little more intense toward the end of the year because that's when they're writing the reports.
Okay.
And the one thing that we really haven't touched on yet is it's not a calendar year. It usually starts in June is when the impanelment ends. And like when I was there, I served as a chairperson for one of the investigations. So that is going to give you a little more time involvement mm-hmm. if you do that. It just depends on you personally, how much you want to be involved and what you can do to arrange for that time that you'd like to be involved. A lot of it's done online, too.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Well, what about things like Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that? Is it kind of, you know, is there more?
There's a lot,
you know,
of,
lot
yes.
of time off in that point, too.
There's usually, right? usually the jury, it's up to the jury itself. The jury is self-regulated. It has a four-person, but they make up their own schedule and their own pace. And usually I think the tendency or the trend is for people to give a couple of weeks break around the Christmas and New Year's season. People can take a week here and there for a cruise or whatever. So it's not like you're sequestered or anything like that. And we also now, because we've improved the technology of things, people can sometimes do remote participation in the meetings.
Well, that seems, you know, because everybody's doing everything remote, that it seems like that would be a way to do it, you know, so that people are still involved in it, but they can do it and watch their kids or something.
We want to have encourage people, excuse me, from all over the county, so. You know, in the wintertime, if you got somebody from not McLeod, because that's in Siskiyou, MacArthur or somewhere like that, and there's snow on the road, they can still participate. So we encourage everybody to come.
That's right. It's from all over Shasta County.
Yes.
I'm here with Jeannie Jelke and Ross Hafen, and they are the president and vice president of the Shasta County Grand Jury Association. It's that time when they're looking for members of the grand jury. They need 19 people for this, and it starts in June and goes from June to June, I guess June to May 30th. So we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke excuse me, and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold the Gold Award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Foodmax and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. 7:48 in the morning here on the 26th of March. And have you been injured at work and not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate? It's changed your life. It's changed your family's life. You want to go back to work, but you're just not getting that treatment. Then it's time to give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, phone call at 530-262-2168. Patrick is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He takes care of his clients. When you call, you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to call to talk to an underling. He's going to get the facts, and if it looks like you do need help, he's the one you want to have assist you. Veteran, former law enforcement, and then a lawyer that fights for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanCompLaw.com. That's GormanCompLaw.com. I'm here with the Shasta County Grand Jury, the President and the Vice President of the Shasta County Grand Jury Association, Jeannie Jelke and Ross Hafen. There's going to be an info meeting today, information meeting today. Is that correct?
Yes, at the City Hall. Yes.
Okay, we're at the City Hall.
There's a community room alongside of the chambers,
yes.
And it's at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's free. If you have any interest and have the time this afternoon, come on by. It's roughly an hour, and we'll tell you a lot about what it involves, and you can get a little more information before you leap into the world of the grand jury.
And there will be former grand jurors that were on juries that can answer mm-hmm. any of the questions and give you a little more detail on what they did and the times that they served on the grand jury.
Now, and one of the things that I discovered, that if you've got a dog in a fight, like something you want to, you know, make right because it affected you, you're not necessarily going to be on that group. Is that true? Is that because of bias or something?
Well, there is a screening process, uh-huh. and every grand juror applicant is interviewed by a panel that consists of a representative from the county council, from the district attorney, from the court, and from the association.
Okay.
And so they are trying to see if there is an obvious agenda that somebody has.
Mm-hmm.
That
bias in there.
Yeah, no, everybody has their opinions. And
sure,
so,
sure.
You know, there's no, like, litmus test or anything like that. But that being said, if somebody only purpose is to get on the grand jury because they want to get after some person or somebody in local government or some agency, it's probably not going to be very helpful because you have to get 18 other people to agree with you.
That's true. What are some of the cases that y'all would be looking at? I mean, when the grand jury meets, I mean, how many, you look at several different ones, obviously.
Very, very different ones. The one that we investigated, I'm sorry, was about Shascom, and being right after the car fire, there was a lot of people blaming them and saying what went wrong and uh-huh. things like that. So we did a very thorough investigation with the dispatch agency, Shascom, mm-hmm. for Shasta County. And we had a really good report that you can find on ShastaCountyGrandJurors.com. And that's one of the things we investigated. We investigated like the staffing for Redding Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
And since that, we investigated it, their staffing has raised in numbers, which is great. Jeannie?
Yeah, I one of the examples that I like to give about how effective the grand jury
yeah.
can be is 2-3 years ago, the jury looked into, received a complaint about dumping of waste materials in a remote part of Enterprise Park, and by public works or something. So the grand jury started investigating to find out if the city was not abiding by its own rules about things like
yeah.
that. And when it was brought to their attention, even before a report was written, they started cleaning it up. And so it was a good process because the city made changes and the grand jury was thorough in fact finding to bring about that change.
And I think with that investigation, pointing out the facts to begin with and making them aware through interviews is what did cause change. And what they basically said is, wow, you know, this is something we probably shouldn't be doing, and rectified it correctly.
What about, have you all ever looked at the permitting process that what people go through to get permits here in the county? Because we've been here 16 years and we still hear a lot of questions about the permitting process. And is it conducive to getting the permits out on a quick time? What's the problems with it and all that?
I do think that there have been grand juries that have looked into the permitting at some point or another for various, either the county or for the city. However, every jury decides what it wants to investigate, and they can't investigate everything. So my suggestion is, if you or someone has a concern about the permitting process, submit a citizen complaint. You can do that. You can go online to the Shasta County Grand Jury, and there's a, on the website, and there's a button where you can submit a complaint.
From what I understand, most of the things that you look at come from things like this,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And you'll go through all those and go, well, that's a good one. We can, you know, this will affect everybody countywide.
Right.
So it's when people that are saying, giving ideas to the grand juries.
Right. And sometimes the grand jury comes up with its own ideas. And it's, every grand jury is unique, and every grand jury decides what it can take on and what it can't.
It seems to me the when you finish and you're getting ready to issue the report, the name that you have for the that report has been humorous.
That's
true.
Everyone
I've seen, it's been kind of humorous. I mean, who comes up with that?
The jury.
The body. Whoever's
body, okay,
doing the investigation, and then it's all okayed. We all vote on it. And
yeah,
like ours was 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah.
And that's going to spark somebody going, what is
this
about?
Yeah, it does, because when you look at it, it does. It's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, so Shasta Grand Jury is looking for people. They're having a meeting today at 3 p.m. in the City Council Community Room. They're going to answer all your questions. You've got to April 10th to sign up, and they need 19. And it's always good to have like 25 or 30 apply so you can take the best. Now, hours, and you've talked about hours, it could be up to 20 hours a week, maybe 25, at various times. You do get time off, and you break it down into different groups. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yep.
So you're all not looking just at one thing. You're looking at maybe two or three groups looking at different things.
Yeah, so there's subcommittees, and they divide up however they want to, but typically there's a committee that looks at city issues, another committee looks at county issue, another one at law enforcement, or another one on special districts and so forth. So usually each committee is looking at doing one or two investigations. Sometimes you start out with like 15 ideas and then you narrow it down to what you can manage in 12 months. Because the investigations can be pretty, and they need to be, a lot of fact finding and somewhat intense. So,
and you call in county and city personnel,
yes,
and they have to come in.
Yes.
It's not one of those things they don't get a choice. They do come in. Now, how do people, if they have more questions, like right now, where do they go to?
Well, there is a website, Shasta County Grand Jury .org.
Okay.
And there's lots of information on there. We are happy to have anybody call or now or come to the association's event this afternoon. We're happy to take questions.
And this does, and it gives the citizens a real chance to look at things that impact on our businesses and our personal lives and all this here in Shasta County. Grand jury looks at a lot of things. And if you want to be a member of this, it sounds cool.
I think one of the things that I liked the most about it was I thought I did know a lot about the community, but this opened my eyes up to things I would have never even thought existed. I got to go on site visits to places I never even knew existed. You know, we did investigations on water districts. And we went all over the county looking at small little water districts. It was very interesting.
Very interesting. And sometimes you have to triangulate those facts that you get. You have to make that triangle to make sure you've got all the facts correct. So when you do that, you're going out to different places and seeing. So it is, it, like Gene said, it's very exciting and it really improves your community outlook and what's going on in the community.
Okay, Jeannie Jelke and Ross Hafen, thank you so much for being with us this morning and good luck out there.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, we're going to come back. Scott Seaton's going to join us a little bit later, like 8:15, and we're going to be talking about the symphony in the North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A policy change at the Olympics will exclude transgender women. The International Olympic Committee announced today that eligibility for any female category event is now limited to biological females. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports the U.S. and Iran have made no diplomatic headway as more missiles are fired.
As diplomacy aimed at ending the war between U.S., Israel and Iran seemed to be faltering, both sides have hardened their positions. Tehran has moved to formalize its control over the strategic Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world oil is normally shipped. Meanwhile, Washington prepared for the arrival of combat forces that could be used on the ground in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Israel on Thursday carried out a wave of strikes targeting Iranian infrastructure, and Iran kept up its attacks on Persian Gulf neighbors, with Saudi Arabia intercepting multiple drones. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt warns that President Trump is not backing down.
But if Iran fails to accept the reality of the current moment, if they fail to understand that they have been defeated militarily and will continue to be, President Trump will ensure they are hit harder than they have ever been hit before. President Trump does not bluff, and he is prepared to unleash hell.
Pressure is mounting on Congress to end the funding shutdown. It has resulted in travel disruptions, missed paychecks, even warnings of airport closures. But lawmakers have yet to resolve the underlying issue of reforming the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations, as demanded by Democrats. Oil is trading back above $100 a barrel today. In the early going on Wall Street, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are all lower. More at townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
An appeals court has ruled that the U.S. can continue to detain immigrants without bond. The ruling handed a victory to the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration. It's the second appeals court to rule in favor of the administration on that issue. The EPA will allow gas stations to continue selling slightly cheaper E15 gas this summer. Bob Agnew reports.
The higher ethanol blend is normally limited to use in winter months, but the summer waiver for E15 has become commonplace in recent years, and both Republicans and Democrats have called for it to become year-round and permanent to help lower prices at the pump. Environmental critics say it's a move that may be good for drivers and corn growers, but may likely contribute to air pollution. Bob Agnew reporting.
The California State Senate is expected to pass a bill to erase Cesar Chavez's name from a state holiday following sexual abuse allegations. Townhall.com. An appeals court has ruled that the U.S. can continue to detain immigrants without bond. The ruling handed a victory to the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration. Bob Agnew reports that the E15 gas, which is slightly cheaper, can be continued to be sold again this summer.
The higher ethanol blend is normally limited to use in winter months, but the summer waiver for E15 has become commonplace in recent years, and both Republicans and Democrats have called for it to become year-round and permanent to help lower prices at the pump. Environmental critics say it's a move that may be good for drivers and corn growers, but may likely contribute to air pollution. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former Venezuelan President Maduro returns to a New York courtroom today as he seeks to have his drug trafficking indictment thrown out. His lawyer contends the U.S. is violating Maduro's constitutional rights by barring Venezuelan funds. News.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, the 26th of March, 2026. 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here. I was telling Ben about a friend of mine, a fellow Marine in the ship, because Ben shaves his head. Can I say that safely?
Yeah. Yep.
And this Marine captain did the same thing. And on a ship, they have bulkheads. And well, buckets, but they also have hatches, doorways that you're running in between sections of the ship. Well, it comes up from the ground and down from the top. And so it makes it smaller so they can, when they can close the hatch and then they can dog it down to keep the water out. So you've got to be aware of that when you're running through ship for general quarters. And he was not aware as he should have been. And he hit in his forehead and stripped the skin back. I mean, it wasn't deep, but, you know, it just, oh, my gosh, for like 4 or 5 inches back. And it looked like he had a landing strip, a perfect landing strip. Somebody just cut into his head. And when I saw you this morning, it just struck me about that. So anyway, 8:07 in the morning, and did I already say it was brought to you by? Yes, I did. So we have National Days today.
It's National Spinach Day.
Spinach Day, yep.
National Equal Pay Day.
Equal Pay Day, okay, we're all for that.
Epilepsy
Day, okay. Grand mal, petite mal seizures, epilepsy, okay. It's going to be really nice weather for the next few days, my friends. Today, high near 78 and sunny. We are going to have wind gusts, as you can probably tell, as high as 33 miles per hour. And tonight, a low around 53. Now, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, going to be nice, just like this. Highs near 83 in the evenings in the low 50s. But come Monday, we're going to start, it looks like a chance of rain, a slight chance of rain, but a high near 75. Monday night, rain likely, Tuesday night rain, and Wednesday rain. And the lows are going to be, and the highs are going to be in the mid-60s, and the lows in the high 40s. So the rain looks like it's going to pick up, according to the National Weather Service, starting, Monday. So, and the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane of Anderson, been in the business about 30 years, outstanding service to their customers. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. It started by Chuck and Judy Kinney about 30 years ago. Shasta Gas Propane, and now you're in your third generation of Kinneys that are running that business. So, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. We got measles right here in River City, in Shasta County. A 10th measles case has occurred. Now, it's not such a big thing, Ken. However, measles was like eradicated in the United States decades and decades ago. But this one said the latest case is considered a breakthrough case, meaning the individual had received one dose of the MMR, which is measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. But that while one dose provides some protection, two doses are about 97% effective on preventing infection. And again, they've identified multiple exposure sites, restaurants, gyms, parks, retail locations. And, well, you know, measles is highly contagious. And I frankly didn't, you know how serious measles was. I mean, when I was a kid, when one of the kids got measles, we'd have a measles party. Parents, you know, moms would bring their kids in, and everybody would have the measles then. And then you give it to your sister, or your sister give it to you. Measles. That was just done. And now, and then of course with the MMR, it wiped out measles. However, when you have millions of people coming across the border, which by the way we no longer have, of course, since Trump came in, a lot of them had not been vaccinated. Now the ones it appears is that some of them had been traveling out of country and had been, maybe they had not had their MMR shots and had been exposed to it. So anyway, measles are out there. And Shasta County, again, leading the pack for the most measles. Hey, 100,000 employees at DHS, Department of Homeland Security, have gone unpaid for work during this 39 days partial government shutdown. Said that 38% of its 260,000 person workforce had not received a full paycheck since the shutdown began in February, leaving a large number of employees working without compensation. They're sleeping in their cars. They are, over 300 have left to find regular jobs that will actually pay them. You don't have to rely on the craziness of the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress, to get you paid because they get paid. It'd be great that every time there was a government shutdown that you could, okay, you can shut down the government and then shut down your pay. And see how long that lasts. Their ox isn't being gored in this. Their dog's not in the fight. So, you would think that they could come up with something, but they're not. U.S. military marked a major milestone 4 weeks into the Operation Epic Fury, recording its 10,000th strike on an Iranian target. They've carried out, U.S. forces have now carried out more than 10,000 strikes since the campaign began on February 28th and remain on plan or ahead of its plan to achieving objectives to eliminate Iran's ability to project power beyond its borders. However, there are more and more drones getting through into Israel. They're still able to launch a number of drones, and about 10% of them have made it through the defense, the multi-layered air defense that Israel has. And at some point, if they can keep launching drones, they're going to run out of missiles to shoot them down. I mean, at some point, I don't know how fast we can build them, but I think that, and one of the things that the Israeli American forces are doing is targeting their drone making capabilities as they have their intercontinental ballistic their ballistic missile capability. They've got 5,000 Marines over there, and they just put on alert the 82nd Airborne for them to move to the Middle East. Does this mean we're going to go after Karg Island and just completely cut off Iraq from any money, from their oil? Does it mean they're going to get, when it's where the narrowest place in the Hormuz Straits are we going to put troops on the ground to control that? I don't know. But a 15-point peace plan has been presented to the Iranians through the Pakistan officials. And a way of ending this thing, or at least going, you know, putting it on a ceasefire and try to work this out. Pakistanis are the ones that are delivering all the information and dealing with the Iranians. So, we'll see what happens with that. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Insurance and financial matters all working out of the same office at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Gigi's been helping people since 1993. Families, seniors, business owners, veterans, and treats your clients as friends. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance or your retirement plans, your 401s, she's offering a free review and evaluation. And you can set this up by just calling her at 530-221-0441. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance is Financial. We have our insurance with Judy, and we're happy. 221-0441, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Locally owned, locally operated, and we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Red Bluff Roundup is on.
April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Get your tickets now.
Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Off those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Benny, welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment, and her heart's broken because one of her favorite guests is sitting across from me right now. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNRradio.com. I want to remind everybody that there's going to be a veteran, and senior resource day, April 24th. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building on Yuba Street. It's hosted by the American Legion Auxiliary and Nation's Finest. And join the resource vendors for information, assistance, and a chance at an opportunity drawing about all the resources that have to do with not only veterans but seniors. And it's going to be April 24th. It starts at 9 a.m. at the Veterans Building right down here in Reading. And by the way, when you hear the song, the clip of Rawhide, give us a call, 530-605-4566 or 67. Give us your name and number, and you can qualify for a chance to win tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. That's right. We're going to do the drawing April 10th at 8 a.m. So every time you hear a roundup, or Rawhide, give us a call. And my guest is Scott Seizen, who is the conductor of the North State Symphony. Good morning.
Morning, Carl.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Because there's two, isn't there another symphony up here or something?
Well, there's the Shasta Symphony, yeah.
Shasta Symphony, okay. But you are the North State Symphony.
Yeah, we're the North State. We, Shasta Symphony is great. We do a lot of, we partner with them a lot. And, but North State is the only professional orchestra north of Sacramento. So we, you know, that's a large responsibility.
It is. Tell us about Scott Seizen. I mean, it's been a while since we've talked about you. I mean, you've got a really interesting background. So,
what do you want to know?
Where were you born?
I was born at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs.
At the Air Force Academy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Because
both my parents were in the Air Force at the time. So,
is that right? Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
So you were at the hospital there, at the Air Force Hospital.
Yeah. It was somewhere in.
Did they paint your little head blue?
Oh, like, I don't know. All I know is that somewhere on the Air Force Academy sidewalk, my mom carved my name in some new cement. So my name is there.
Is that
somewhere.
Right? That's cool. That's great. Okay, so you're an Air Force family. So
yeah.
Did you move a lot when you were growing up?
Well,
Air Force doesn't usually move their people a lot.
By the time I was born, they stayed in the Air Force probably another year, and then left. And I think. There was a possibility of reassignment in D.C. area, but and my dad, the story is my dad didn't really think that would be good for us, so everyone got out and we moved to Michigan at that point. So we were in Michigan, and before I was from Tennessee, I was from Michigan. So Michigan, I lived in from two different periods in my life, from age 2-ish to just about kindergarten.
Okay.
And then came back and was there from, Let me think about this. First through fifth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was a spot, though, in between.
There was a couple-year break, yeah.
Okay. So then after Michigan.
Oh, man, Carl, you're...
Well, no, I mean, I'm not trying to pin you down.
No,
but,
no.
Okay.
No, it's a lot. I'm just preparing you.
Well, no, it sounds like my childhood. I mean, we moved around a whole lot. But, okay, let's take you into high school and,
yeah, yeah.
and all that. And then
so,
when did you really realize that music was something?
Well, after Michigan, my mom and I were by ourselves. We moved from Arkansas and Louisiana and then eventually ended up back in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
My stepdad... when she married my stepdad was a singer-songwriter. So,
oh, okay.
He, to give you a little bit about him, he had played in the Dolly Parton band back in the days. He had written a song or two for Jerry Lewis. So he had a few things, you know, tucked away in his belt. And we moved to Middle Tennessee, to the Nashville area,
right.
So that he could be closer to the Grand Ole Opry.
Uh-huh.
So we moved there, and that's why I say I'm from Tennessee, because I lived there from sixth grade through college.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I started music.
Not in Nashville, though.
No, just outside. So
What part?
Mount Juliet. So it's nowadays, it's a Nashville suburb. That's how fast Nashville is growing.
Well, my parents used to live in Brentwood.
Oh,
Linda lived there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I was there for several years, went to school there.
Yeah.
And Franklin, Tennessee, which is... Everybody loved Franklin,
right.
But it's almost becoming
a suburb
of Nashville.
Yeah, because yeah. So Mount Juliet is you know a mere 15 miles east of Nashville.
Yeah,
and now it's like the mega mall area. Like it's the new people live there and they commute to work every day. So but before that, I started saxophone. I started playing music in public school in Michigan in fifth grade.
Okay,
so. That's when they start up there, but the problem is when I moved to Tennessee, they don't start music until seventh grade. So my sixth grade year, because I was connected to music, but I didn't really care about it yet. I was just a kid. I wasn't a child prodigy. I wasn't any of that stuff.
Right.
So in sixth grade, you know, we lived at that time. It was this pasture land. Our neighbors had cows, so we were in the same house lot as them. So I was out in the pasture, had my BB gun, my dog. I was building bridges out of tree, you know, trunks. I was doing all the stuff kids should be doing. I didn't have self, you know, none of that stuff was around you.
Right.
So I was out playing and, you know, using the old imagination to experience childhood. And it wasn't until seventh grade when, you know, I had a long bus ride to my schools and to junior high. It was like an hour bus ride. It was a long way. So we were out in the middle of nowhere in that sort of area.
Yeah.
And I would stay. I got back into music. My teacher in seventh grade was a saxophonist. So the thing about me is I already played a little bit of saxophone. So when he called me out, like, Scott, can you show us how a G major scale is? I'm like, yeah, I can. And so all of that attention started going to my head, like, wow, I can do this stuff. I have a one up on everyone in that seventh grade beginning band class because I already played for a year. And so the next year in eighth grade, I was one of three eighth graders that bussed from the junior high school in Mount Juliet, Tennessee to the high school for high school marching band. And in the South, Carl, marching band is taken very seriously.
Oh,
so
I live down there. I know what you mean.
So, you know, it was the kind where we were out in the sun every day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We were doing push-ups. We, like, you move at attention, you do 20 push-ups. Like, it was very serious. So, that's sort of how I started. And I then, like, became drum major, the field commander of the marching band. Like, I didn't know anything about conducting. I was like, okay, this is how, you know, someone had to show me. This is how you show four. I'm like, okay, all right, I got this. I can do that. And so tried out for drum major, became drum major, and I had already wanted to conduct.
Yeah.
Something inside me, like when I was in sixth grade, I got my first CD. So we're backtracking a little bit. My first CD was Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. And I put on the Russian dance on my dual speaker boombox and like just blasted through my house in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee. And that's sort of like one of those C's that, okay, I want it someday. I'm going to be doing this. And it was along that same time that I heard, Keith Lockhart or I heard the Boston Pops on TV. You know, I didn't have access to live music. I'd never, the first time I went to an orchestra concert was in college. That was far down the road. But I already knew before then that I wanted to conduct. Because I had seen Keith Lockhart on the TV with the Boston Pops, and I knew that that was the type of energy that I wanted to surround myself with. So
now, Keith Lockhart was after Arthur Fiedler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. See, I remember the Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops,
yep,
on the 4th of July.
Exactly.
And, well, obviously I didn't know there was Keith Lockhart behind
it. He came just a little bit after that, mm-hmm. And so I saw the 4th of July stuff, I saw the Holiday Pops, and just like, wow, this is cool music, and, you know, a realm completely outside of saxophone playing.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I realized that for me, the greatest music, the greatest music making was enabling 65 musicians to play their best and to all coalesce and have this and just gel toward the same sort of incredible musical product. And that just stuck with me. And then I just kept pushing forward.
I'm here with Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of the North Stage Symphony. And this started a long time ago. We're talking like sixth grade where you knew that this is something you wanted to do. Yeah. And then you pointed to that all through your life, through school, and all your experiences you've had. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Been in the business since 1960. Same location since 67. I found them in 07 when I came and moved to Reading. I've never gone to another barbershop. I've never had a bad haircut. Great people down there. And they have you can make appointments so it works on your schedule so you don't have to wait in line. And you can either call them at 530-244-9478 or you just go to Booksy and select your time and date and they'll come back and confirm it and then send you an email the day of your haircut to remind you. Cypress Square Barbershop is not a hair salon. It's a real barbershop and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Scott Seaton.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Red Bluff Roundup is on.
April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Country fans, are you ready? Jump off those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sun Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. This show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night at this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 26th of March, 8:34 in the morning, 56 degrees going up to a 78 today. We are going to have some wind gusts as high as 33 miles per hour as opposed to 34 and 32. So, I am here with Scott Seaton, and I've known Scott, gosh, how long have we known each other?
11 years.
11 years. And I'm finally finding out all this stuff about you, and it's really interesting. One, that you were born at the Air Force Academy because your parents were in the Air Force, both your parents. Mm-hmm. Now, you were in the marching band. You took, you became drum major, which was the conductor, because you've wanted to be a conductor since the sixth grade.
The seed was planted, before that. So.
Yeah. So then you went off to college. Just keep going.
Sure. Yeah. So after I was in the high school marching band and did all of that stuff, I went to college in Nashville. I went to Vanderbilt and was a double major in music and math because I loved music and I loved math. So I just wanted to keep doing both of them. And also at the same time, I was in the college marching band. And honestly, Carl, I was only in that marching band, and I only wanted to be field commander for Vanderbilt because it was the SEC.
You went to Vandy.
I did, yeah. Because it was the SEC, and
I graduated from Vandy.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. How about that, buddy?
So, but, you know, SEC, and I got to wear the cool headset. So
yeah.
I'm like, I need to wear the cool headset. I need to be someone important during halftime. That's what I wanted to be. So, yeah, it was a good experience. And I eventually dropped math because Vanderbilt is a hard school, and I
Vanderbilt
was doing too much.
Vanderbilt is they call it the Harvard of the South. You know, it's,
no, Carl, they it's, call Harvard the Vanderbilt of the North.
Okay, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry.
But close enough, yeah.
Yeah, it's not an easy school to get into.
No, not at all. And but I dropped
sneak in like I did.
So I love math, and I had to drop math because I wasn't sleeping. I was just doing too much, and fortunately, I still use math because mm-hmm. I still play a lot of poker, so it's all good.
Now, see, there's something else I did not know about.
I'm a huge poker buff, so I play a lot of No Limit Hold'em, and that's my game. Yep,
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
I got to get you with Randall Hempel. You know, there's a card place here in town.
I used to play a lot of Wind River, Wind Spirit.
Okay,
but
it's gone digital, hasn't it?
I haven't played there in a long time, so I'm not really.
Yeah. There's a place here in town, the Card Room, mm-hmm. that they play every day there.
Where is this? Because I've.
Do you know where? It's on Hilltop.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's been
around a while, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been around a long time. And Randall Hempelin invited me there one day. And they all, you know, same group of guys, others come in, but they play, they're pretty serious about it.
I'll have to stop by sometime.
You may have to stop by sometime. Anyway, okay, so then.
So college, I was, you know, music major, and when I graduated, I had to do more degrees. That's just what you do nowadays, or what we did.
Yeah.
And went to school in Boston mm-hmm. for my master's in saxophone.
Wow.
And because I didn't get into all the conducting programs that I really wanted to. I got into some that I didn't really want to go to. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go to a great school and study saxophone because I need to make the connections and I need to meet people. But the next year I won an audition at the University of Kentucky and went to University of Kentucky in Lexington for one semester. hated it so much that I went back to Boston right after that. So I finished my degree in Boston, and then I'm like, wow, I have some student loans. I need to go. It's either do more school or go into repayment. And so I auditioned for a couple of things last minute and got into a doctoral program at the University of Montreal. So I went there and like I had no intentions, Carl, of finishing that degree because I didn't want a doctor. I didn't care about it. But I didn't have the job I wanted yet, so I'm like, all right, I guess we're gonna finish our doctorate and
so you have a doctorate?
Yeah, I have a doctorate.
A PhD in?
In conducting, in orchestral conducting, yep. In
wow.
music, yeah. And once I finished, I then got my first job, my first sort of job that led to my first real job. So my first job was as a sabbatical replacement at Davidson College in North Carolina. And I only got that job because I had my doctorate. So if I didn't have it, like I would just be on an unemployed conductor. But having went to North Carolina, I then I had that on my resume, and then I was able to get my first full-time job at Kent State in Kent, Ohio. And I taught there for a few years and then lived in Pittsburgh and then conducted a small orchestra in Cleveland. And then I got my job in Minot, North Dakota, and that's where I came to California from. So I was in Minot for 3 years. I conducted the Minot Symphony and taught at Minot State University. And now I've been in California for 11 seasons. So,
but North State Symphony is not the only one you do.
No, now, and for the past 4 years, I also have the artistic directorship of the Signature Symphony in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, so I...
Wow.
You know, it's a small world. I went to Kent State.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're from Ohio, right?
I'm from Ohio. I went to Kent State, but I graduated from the University of Akron.
Oh, nice. So, what years?
Well, I was at Kent State in 2000, 2001, 2002, okay. And then I took some time off, and then I went to Akron.
Oh, nice. I was in Kent State 09 to 11.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, that was about when I was in Akron. So.
Oh, awesome. I lived in Akron.
Nice. I maybe ran into you at some point.
I was on Miriam
didn't
Street.
Even know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, okay. And then you auditioned.
Yeah.
I remember because we had three or four of the people that were auditioning
right.
for your job as a conductor yep. on the show here at different times. And you really made an impression on Linda and I. And we were really happy when they selected you.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was, you know, audition.
If I'm remembering that right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There were four candidates. We all had to you know, conduct the concert and be out in the community and talk to everybody. And that's pretty normal. And that's why these processes are so long. Like from when they open the position to when they actually fill it, it's like 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
It takes a long time to hire conductors. So.
Okay. Now, we're going to take an early break here. And then we're going to come back and talk about
the program this weekend. Yeah,
that's right. But we need this background on you because you're such a big part of the symphony, of course. But the things you do before the symphony is just outstanding. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Reading, and been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated. They've been here for over 30 years. Great people down there. Great selections of jewelry. The only watch repairman. You can design your own jewelry, and they're going to help you with that and then build it for you. All of that at Four Winds Jewelry. The only place that we shop for jewelry is at Four Winds. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, pretty close to the card room, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Red Bluff Roundup is on
April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Our guest is Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of the North State Symphony. We spent the first few segments talking about Scott and finding all these interesting things about him, how he got here. But the symphony this weekend, tell us about it.
Yeah. This is the North State Symphony season finale. So, the last concert we have this season before, October. And this program is called A Brilliant Bar Talk, and basically is revolving around the main piece on the program is Béla Bartók. He's a Hungarian composer, and he wrote this massive, highly energized piece called Concerto for Orchestra. And some of you may be like, Scott, what's a concerto? What does that mean? A concerto is just a piece of music that highlights usually a person or a group of soloists. And in this case, it's the whole orchestra is written in such a way that each section has these flashy passages that makes them the soloists, or the group of soloists during the whole concert, or the whole piece. So it's a lot of highly virtuosic acrobatic playing from a lot of the sections of symphony musicians. So, and Bartók wrote this piece in 1945. After he had already lived in America, in New York City, for about 4 years, because he had to leave Hungary because he had huge issues with their alliance with Germany at the time. So he came to the U.S. because him and his music would not be looked well upon.
No.
Upon the powers that be. So
the Nazis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And he wrote, he got sick when he came here. Him and his wife were trying to play some, to make some money playing piano here and there around New York City. And it wasn't really working out for them. He wasn't a really huge known name in New York, at least for composition at that time. And by 1944, he was really, really sick. He had leukemia. He was basically on his deathbed. And Serge Koussevitzky, the conductor of the Boston Symphony, visited him, said, "Bela, I need a piece of music." And Bartok, he literally said, "I'm done composing. I can't. I just can't." And then he said, "Okay, what about for this sum of money?" I'm like, "Oh, I can compose. I can do it." Well, so
I can get out of my deathbed on that.
Just give me some penicillin, some IV. You know, we got this. But yeah, so it gave him this renewed sense of self, sense of hope, sense of identity, and he composed this incredible piece of music. This piece of music that wraps up all of this sort of musical identity that really defined him throughout his life. The use of folk songs, the use of energized rhythms, and sort of mathematics even in his music, where he takes this frame, the segment of melody, and twists it and turns it and throws it upside down on its head and tries to expand it, and really edge towards what we call chromaticism, where we lean toward not having a tonal center, a home base, mm-hmm. you know, like any song we listen to on the radio. He got closer to that, but didn't quite get there. He didn't want to go there. So, but his music is really unique, really interesting. It's a powerhouse of a piece, and that's the anchor for the second part of the program. The first part, we start the program with probably my favorite composer. His name is Jean Sibelius. He's a Finnish composer. And this piece called Finlandia was written in 1899 at the peak of hundreds of years of the Finnish quest for independence from the Swedes, from Russia. Mm-hmm. Like, all this stuff sort of culminated in this short little 10-minute piece where Sibelius wrote it as sort of for this event that was supposed to exemplify free speech and free press and all of that stuff. And they actually had to call it different things depending on where it was performed, because the wrong thing with the wrong group of people, like, oh, we should pay attention to this guy. He's actually writing, you know, patriotic stuff that we need to suppress. But fortunately, it all turned out well. And of course, you know, about 17 years later, the Finns got their independence during the Russian Revolution. But it's a powerful piece of music that in the center of it, there is this beautiful hymn that is just so memorable, so elegantly written, that it became sort of this unofficial national anthem of Finland. And the whole piece starts very sort of rocky. It's got these brass swells and rah, and it's a representation of struggle, of years and years of just dealing with all of this stuff back and forth. And finally, it's just the whole, you know, it's this quest for, it's this representation of persistence, of tenacity, and of hope, and that all will be well. And I think the piece does so well doing that. And then the middle part of the program is Felix Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, which if anyone listening remembers, at the beginning of our season, we played the Scottish Symphony by Mendelssohn. So we're going to bookend the season with this wonderful composer who lived in the middle part of the 1800s, who was a child prodigy, who did all this incredible stuff for music, and also left us too young in the world. But we're going to bring out a fantastic violinist from Boston. Her name is Kayla Wakow. And she is very young. She's 20 now. Child prodigy. You know, you listen to her YouTube videos from years ago. She looks, you know, like a little kid, but plays like Itzhak Perlman. Like, she has this incredible talent. And she also went to my alma mater at New England Conservatory. So we're going to be very blessed to have her here, showing her incredible ability on this piece that is, you know, basically written for her, with its acrobatic runs on the violin and light playing and just high energy all the way through. So it's going to be a lot of fun, this program.
Cool. Okay. Now, you can get tickets by going to the Cascade Theater.
Yep, Cascade Theater box office. You can also go to northstatesymphony.org, and it'll also direct you in all the right places. And And of course, we all know about the pre-talk, 1 hour right. before the show.
Now, what time does the symphony start?
So Saturday night in Reading at 7:30.
7:30, so at 6:30, do yourself a favor when you go, because you will enjoy this. Scott comes out
yeah.
and talks for about 30 minutes, mm-hmm. introduces the artist.
Yep, you can hear the soloist, yep.
Yep, and talks about the symphony, and for things kind of like what you just heard, but he expands on it. So
I give you sonic listening points. So
there you go.
I think it's pretty important, especially for a piece that you may or not know.
Yeah. Because some of them, you know, like Billy the Kid last time,
yep.
there were parts that, you know, people were very familiar with.
Right.
But on this one here, bringing in a violinist of this caliber
yep.
and to play that one piece, it's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah. You have to hear because she's a delightful person. You can ask her questions. You can... You know, bring your kids, especially if they're interested about music and getting into music. Just you know, hearing and listening to someone who's so close to their age. You know,
yeah, 20 years old. What defines prodigy, Scott?
That's probably a difficult term, but just someone who has this unworldly ability at a very young age, I think.
The hand-eye coordination. I mean, this is, I mean,
you know,
Mendelssohn
was
the ear.
Yeah, you got to have the ear. You got to have, you know, you have to have the ability to incorporate that musical maturity, but without actually having to work at it. So, you know, Mendelssohn was a prodigy. Mozart was a prodigy. Mozart was a prodigy that, you know, his dad saw and he touted him throughout Europe and introduced him to royalty just to get his name out there and had
mm-hmm.
him playing piano and at the age of 5 or 6. But Kayla, you know, just look at her videos. She even gave a TED talk when she was like, gosh, she had to be like 9 or 10 years old. She's literally that young. Like, how did she even do? Anyway, she's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. She's going to have a lot to bring to the symphony. And I think the whole program is one of sort of persistence and hope all the way through. So it'll be a nice one for people.
Persistence and hope.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do need that. And, you know, having the North State Symphony here is so important. You know, what makes a town? And there's a variety of things. And one of it is the arts and having our own symphony here. Museums.
Right.
You need a newspaper. I mean, there's a lot of things you need in a town to make it a town. And the symphony is one of them. And I've thoroughly enjoyed everyone I've gone to. So I encourage people. It's not a budget buster by any means.
No.
And you're going to hear some wonderful music from professionals and then from this young lady that's going to be out here.
Yep, Kayla is going to be great. And, you know, keep in mind, the North State Symphony is 65 musicians that will fill that hall, the Cascade Theater, with sound. Like, just to be immersed in sound is a unique experience. Like, you just experience live music, not just the symphony, but go to live music. You know,
it's so important. And frankly, it's good for you
yeah.
to sit there and be exposed to things that you wouldn't ordinarily do.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't be exposed to this if you didn't go to the symphony.
Right.
Because it's not playing on your car radios. Really? Maybe there is.
Unless you have really good speakers, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too, to be able to hear everything. And, okay, so it's going to be this Saturday. You can get your tickets from NorthStateSymphony.org or the Cascade Box office
right.
there. Is there a, you know, when we go, we're up in the balcony, 4 or 5 rows up,
yep.
see everything, and it seems like the music just fills the whole hall like that, the Cascade.
Yeah, it's a great acoustic space, and of course, you know, beautiful to look at as well. This whole old Art Deco theater has some interesting paintings all over the walls. So.
Yeah, and the ceilings, if you haven't seen that.
Yeah,
at one time, it was all that was gone. It was
really?
Blackened from cigarette smoke and dirt.
Oh,
and it's when they this wasn't that long ago that they rehabbed the whole theater
mm-hmm.
and found all these beautiful, beautiful murals and everything in it. Because people have talked about it used to be divided in half for a movie theater.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Scott, thank you so much for joining us today.
And always a pleasure, Carl.
Letting us know. I'm gonna tell Linda about you being born on the Air Force Academy and what you've done to get here. And
many decades ago, yeah.
Not that many decades ago. Let's not get into that. Yeah, when you went to Vandy, when I went to Vandy, it was a lot of changes, I'm sure, since then. Again, it's going to be this Saturday. It's going to start at 7:30. I thoroughly recommend you get there at 6:30, though, and listen to Scott explain the symphony and get to meet the young violinist, Kayla.
Kayla, yep.
Yep, and it improves. I mean, the symphony is great, but it enhances your enjoyment of it by
right.
doing that.
As much as I can sort of break down these perceived walls and make you completely comfortable going to the symphony. You know, this isn't 1800 or 1760.
Yeah.
You don't have to dress up. You can just go enjoy live music. You know, we just want you to be part of the experience.
That's right. So. I mean, the Reading tuxedo is there. You know,
you can dress up if you want a good.
Oh yeah, bring a date. I see people in suits. I see people in Hawaiian shirts.
Exactly.
But everybody's there for one reason.
Yep.
To enjoy the music.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's about the music.
Well, thank you very much, Scott, for joining us. See, today's what, Thursday? Okay, tomorrow we have, I'm not sure, but I'll put it on Facebook today, my friends, because it's a full morning tomorrow also. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.